The space we're in is an original Madam C.J. Walker beauty shop. And the name on the window is what drew me over here years ago. After being here for a year, I learned from the seniors in the area that WERD, the first black owned and operated radio station in North America, was above this beauty shop. So upon learning that legacy, I started preserving the history of WERD along with the legacy of Madam C.J. Walker.
And can you describe what we're seeing here?
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, we have a Marcel iron, which was developed in Europe in the 1800s. Madam Walker is credited with inventing that, but that legacy is not exactly correct. We have an original gas stove. This is someone's styling station in the 1950s. So I just left it intact. So you're looking at a time capsule. And we have pressing combs, curling irons, and over here is an original flat iron from the 1800s.
How would you use that? There's no cord.
You would put it on the gas stove, or if you were at home, you would use a coal stove back in those days.
What do you do with the space?
I'm a hairstylist.
Oh, wow. You still style hair here?
There are two continuously operating Madam C.J. Walker beauty shops in North America, and this is one. See, my clients get their hair done in a museum.
But then, so that's on the right side here. I see all these beauty products. And on the left, I see a wonderful record collection and some record players.
The Great Wall of Vinyl. Some of the vinyl is from the radio station, but this massive collection that you're looking at is really a collection that was donated to me by a client named Chantel Mullen.
What would our listeners love to know about WERD that you have learned about?
Okay, WERD was the first black-owned and operated radio station in North America. It was started by Jesse B. Blayton Sr. He was a professor at Clark Atlanta University, and he started WERD. He was trying to do it with some business people, but they didn't want to go in, so he went in his pocket, $50,000, and started the station.
What does that mean during the civil rights movement to have a media, a voice, representing the issues important to people?
What I like to share with people that we all know the legacy of Dr. King, SCLC, but what they really don't quite understand is that WERD was instrumental in the civil rights movement in that King wouldn't have had a radio station to coordinate the civil rights movement with if WERD hadn't been here.
We're on the lower floor. Mm-hmm. I look up at the ceiling right now.
Yes.
And right up there is where Dr. Martin Luther King used to broadcast to help with the civil rights efforts.
Yes. Well, actually, Dr. King's office was directly on the backside of that wall where the albums are. His office, if there were a door straight ahead, you could walk right into Dr. King's office and he would broadcast from upstairs.
How can people today learn about and access that history?
WERD, I have brought it back to the airwaves via the internet under the call letters WERD Radio Live. We are on the LMB network. I have one show. It's on Wednesdays from 3 to 5. We're all vintage, all vinyl, all the time.
You want to play us out with some music?
Absolutely. Some more Billy Eckstein.